This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. I have never seen such a group of useless, absolute no help whatsoever. I don't understand this. Okay, so for those of you that follow me on Facebook, I had a very, very traumatic morning, okay? I get up and I take a shower. La, 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 la. I know, traumatic for my cats that watch me take a shower. But anyway, who cares about them? So I'm taking a shower and I get out. And, you know, we're kind of in this little mini rental home right now while we're waiting for our other house because we had to flee our first house because people were breaking in and paparazzi and IRS. Who knows? Anyway, so while we're in the process of fleeing, we're in my mom's house. She has kind of a little, we gave her like a little rental something, you know, with 24-hour surveillance. And my mom's in an apartment elsewhere. Because if I lived with my mom, that would be, you know, worse than anything else I could think of. Anyway, so now I'm telling my son, okay, go, time to take a shower. So I go and grab a towel for him, and all of a sudden, there is a big, erect, no, Corey's out of town, big, erect scorpion tail with the stinger out to sting my index finger. Now, I have, like, reflexes like a person who's been, I don't know, neurologically damaged. I'm, like, slow motion. Whoa! Anyway, I barely miss getting stung, and now I got this, and it's, I can't say big scorpion, it's one of those little dangerous ones, scary ones. So now I'm freaking out, so what do? Husband's out of town, he doesn't answer his cell phone, right? The older son is gone, and then I got the little baby hiding behind me. So now I'm like, yeah, I know, where are the cats? I don't know, the cats are flipping useless. So what do? I go to Facebook. So I go to Facebook and I ask you guys for help. Now, what do you tell me to do? You know, because there's a scorpion with a stinger. You know, one of you guys say to blowtorch the whole house. Okay, that wasn't really practical. Another one of you told me to call SWAT. I'm not going to call SWAT. Call 911. So basically, I was on my own. You guys are really useless. Nobody could come to my aid. So, I mean, remember, I just got out of the shower, so the only weapon I had was maybe some breast milk I could spray on him. I had hairspray. Here's the problem with the hairspray. My hairspray is an extra hold, and there is no way I'm going to take a risk of spraying a non-extra hold spray and then have the sucker leap or fly. I mean, I know scorpions don't fly, but trust me, if they were going to evolve, they were going to evolve. I was just kind of having that kind of a morning. So I ended up finding my husband's shoe, and, you know, it stinks. So I think that's what happened. I was waving the shoe around trying to get a good angle, and the smell of the shoe probably made it start to pass out. I had on oven mitts. I got a bra on finally because, you know, just in case I need to run, I need to be able to flee. I had my boots on. I tried to hit it with the boot, but my boots are very floppy because they're really long. You know, they're the ones, the sexy ones that kind of go up above the knee. So, yeah, I didn't want to hurt my boots. I mean, come on, yeah? That's a $25 boot. So I, total. So I got my husband's shoe, and I mean, it took about 20 minutes, and I had to put a couple Facebook posts, and I did. I nailed it. Thank God I nailed it. The problem is this is the third one in a week. No, in 2 weeks in my house. Now, usually I don't use the radio for anything private. I'm usually here for you guys. But if any of you are an exterminator who could get to my house today, you call right now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You are hired. I want you to come to my house. I don't nuke it. fog it, but I know I got the cats, screw the cats. Just come in, and because the scorpions can kill the cats. I mean, this venom, yeah, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Any of you guys that are exterminators or know an exterminator or know what the hell I'm supposed to do to kill these scorpions or get them out, I mean, you come and you come now. I mean, I am just, I am biting my nails, freaked out. I'll put the cats somewhere if you're really, really worried. But no, the cats, in fact, it was funny because last night the cats were chasing something and they usually take my Q-tips. By the way, you're not supposed to Q-tip your ears, but I do anyway. And one of them takes a Q-tip and they play. So I thought they were chasing a Q-tip. My guess is they were just chasing and playing with the scorpion. Oh, they're so stupid. So we'll talk about what the scorpion venom does. The scorpion venom, it acts as like a neurotoxin. It could affect the central nervous system. Now, most scorpion bites, or stings, are supposed to be okay. I mean, if you're an adult, a healthy adult, okay, you should be okay. Right? But if you are a kid, if you are a small pet, if you're an elderly person, if you are somebody who's a little bit more medically vulnerable, it can kill you. Now, there is an anti-venom, Anascorp, I think. I'm trying to think of the name here. Anascorp, I think. Yeah. And that's supposed to be able to block scorpion venomation. I don't know which hospitals that I live in has it. I mean, my guess is I live in Las Vegas. UMC usually has everything under the sun, so I'm pretty sure UMC does. And if any of else, you know. But I mean, honestly, three of these. Now, the bark scorpion is pretty, pretty spooky. And the bark scorpion is the one that really, really is the most venomous, especially the little baby suckers. And they kind of are brown and striped a little bit, but they climb. These suckers climb. And so if I have a sucker that made it all the way into my house that started to climb up the wall, I know. Okay, so it's a neurotoxin, you know. So what are the symptoms if you end up getting stung by a scorpion? Oh my gosh. Okay, well first, you usually swear. Okay, your cats don't swear, so if they make a weird sound, it's probably that, okay? It's kind of a burning pain. It can last anywhere from a small period of time to even days. But usually it gets worse over the first day. You'll also start feeling numb, like paresthesias, kind of tingly, etc. Sometimes you could be hypersensitive and it could be hyper painful. Unfortunately, if that neurotoxin is ticking in, you're gonna like start looking like you're drunk. You could have high heart rate, raised blood pressure, trouble swallowing, urinary retention, respiratory distress. This could be pretty serious. So don't go away. We'll quickly talk about how to handle a scorpion sting. And honestly, if any of you guys are exterminators, you are coming to my house like today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials. Okay, we're talking about my traumatic morning, where this is the third scorpion in my house in a period of 10 days. I don't know how the hell to get rid of the scorpions. I'm scared to death. And one of my buddies is called in, Les Criffenden from Fox 5 News, meteorologist, anchor. Les, buddy, what's up? What's going on?
I saw that picture this morning, and I went, oh, poor Dahlia.
Peeing in my... Well, I just got out of the shower, so I wasn't wearing pants, but I peed. Let's just say I peed.
I totally understand. You know, we moved into our new house last year, and we lived in an area where we never had scorpions, and we got into this place, and it was, I'll call it short of infestation, but there were a lot of scorpions in our house area in our property because of all the palm trees. and the palm trees that were imported basically from Arizona that has the bark scorpions. And they're
right.
The worst.
You're right. Yeah, this is interesting. Yeah, Les, because, you know, I grew up in Arizona, so we had scorpions all the time, and I was a tougher kid than I am now. I've been in Vegas off and on since 81. No scorpions. Finally, here I am, 2014, three scorpions in 10 days. What is it about the valley? And I know our show is national, and I appreciate everybody listening, but for those of you coming to Vegas, don't worry. The Strip has no scorpions. But what is it about where I live that has the scorpions? I mean, I got houses and asphalt all over the place.
It's crazy because our new house versus where we lived for 10 years is about 2 miles away. Never had scorpions. It has something to do with maybe the desert landscape around us. It has the palm trees. We didn't have any palm trees on our property and the other place. We have about 15 here. And unfortunately, when they start bringing in the palm trees from Arizona, that's where the bark scorpions live.
Yeah.
And so when we had the landscapers come here last year to clean up the knit backyard, well, they basically rustled up the whole backyard. Next thing you knew, we had scorpions all over the place. We had to get a pesticide company come out. In the first month we were here, I think they were out about six times.
Man.
The good news is you can't get them under control.
Yeah, what can I use in the house? You know, because I just have a lot of, I don't really have a lot of, you know, I got water, I got Gatorade, we have douche.
Yeah.
I mean, what can I spray on these things?
You know, between the visits that where we have the pesticide people coming out, I have something called Black Flag Spider and Scorpion Killer, and it stops them in their tracks. Absolutely stops them in their tracks because these things are moving. So. You know, every once in a while, my wife, Rowena, will say, oh, there's a scorpion down, you know, 10, 20 feet away from us, and they move. So, you know, you're not going to get them all the time. But the good thing is once you get the pesticide company out and they repeatedly come in and they get control of the property, when the scorpions do walk on it, they'll eventually weaken and die. But they're not going to die instantly.
We need to kill these scorpions. You know,
Les, will stop them in the track.
You know, Les, not to put you on the spot, one subject that I know from a national level, and just to kind of switch subjects really quick, is, you know, our new hurricane season coming up. Do you have anything you want to say on that? We know we got El Nino, and I've been trying to talk about it, but I don't have the level of expertise like you do, so I figure I might as well let you talk about that real quickly.
Well, it's interesting that we had a big hurricane in the eastern Pacific so early in the year, and that's never been recorded. As far as the documentation that I've been reading a couple of weeks ago, they're saying that I believe the numbers are, and I don't want to quote them because I was off work when I saw the paperwork. They didn't really focus on it. Today's my first day back at work, so I'm going to focus on that.
What a slacker.
It's supposed to be a moderate year because El Nino is going to basically curb, my understanding is, the stuff in the Atlantic that can happen. Now, for us here in the Southwest, it should mean more rain for us, which would be very good for at least the Las Vegas Valley, but not
drown out the scorpions.
It's like L.A. You know, because they get all those mudslides and all that when they get too much rain.
Yeah, blame it on the rain. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, blame it on the rain.
Yeah. Okay, so Les, I'll probably have you on as we get deeper into hurricane season. Even though it doesn't affect a lot of us, you know, some of us travel or our mother-in-laws are out there and, you know, we need to, send a card. So we'll definitely have you back on. But thank you, Les Crippenden from Fox 5. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dr. D. Talk to you soon.
You take care. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, back to scorpions, okay? First aid treatment. You get stung by a scorpion. What do? Well, hopefully, you have the Dr. Dahlia app on your smartphone or on your Android. So listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show because most likely I'm dealing with scorpions myself and we'll be talking about them. But, you know, it never hurts to call 911 if you don't know what's going on. I know a lot of you guys on Facebook told me to call 911. You told me to call SWAT, National Guard today. You don't want to overextend government resources for a little scorpion that's just sitting there in your bathroom. However, if you get stung, like we just talked about earlier in the first segment, you know, this is a neurotoxin. This could put you into respiratory distress, cardiac issues, neurological issues. I mean, it could be pretty serious. Okay, but most stings, especially if it's not the bark scorpion. The bark scorpion, like Les Griffin had brought up, it came in from the palm trees from Arizona. I mean, I grew up in Arizona, a beautiful state, but I mean, it's desert. And probably the bark scorpion are like, eh, you know what, I want to, you know, get to a place that's about 10 degrees cooler, and Vegas is about 10 degrees cooler than Phoenix. So they probably, I mean, there's other parts of Arizona that are warmer, but my guess is the bark scorpions kind of hung out, you know, in Phoenix, because that's where, you know, you got the Sun Devils and ASU and all that. A lot of things happening down there. Anyway, so it's just my guess. So where was I going from here? Okay, anyway, bad, scorpions are bad. So, but most of them don't hurt you too bad. So what you could do is you could start putting on a cold compress. Do not amputate your limb. If you get stung by a scorpion, do not amputate. Okay? No reason to amputate. That's for us. Okay? You got to leave us something to do. Now with Obamacare, we're not making any money. But you really don't have to amputate. You want to put a cold compress. You don't start sucking out the venom. I don't understand why people thought they could literally suck out venom. The vessels do not allow you to suction out. All the suction will do is damage some of the cells near, you know, your skin cells, other sorts of tissue, such that now you get more inflammation, and you can unfortunately start to now spread. You're not really going to stop all the venom. So no sucking. No. Okay? If there's any cardiac or respiratory functions, hopefully by now 911 has responded to your call and they're sending somebody. If you only have like the mini one, the mini sting, you know, just kind of immobilize it. You want to keep it clean. You want to wash it off. Of course, we're worried about tetanus, so make sure a doctor, you know, gives you or a medical provider gives you a tetanus shot. Sometimes we'll do some antihistamines. That seems to help. You know, prior to the anti-venom, we used to give atropine. And atropine would help with the Parabuthus transvallicus envenomation. I know that kind of sounds like a joke in there. So because sometimes you excessively will like secrete, sometimes salivate, etc. Sometimes you'd have to even use calcium gluconate IV. I used to be an ER doc in Lake Havasu. We didn't have scorpion antivenom, of course, but we would have some calcium gluconate ready. Let's say you hit it and, you know, some of the poison splashed onto something. You need to wash that out, okay? So no cutting, no suction, no amputations. Do not use alcohol. A lot of you may want to turn to the Jack Daniels. I understand that, but pouring alcohol, it really won't help. So we usually don't say don't put butter on it. Some of you guys have these old remedies and stuff. Do not self-administer. I know a lot of you guys have morphine and narcotics, and don't start drugging yourself up, okay? Just you know, like I said, call 911 or call poison control. Poison control is always is always nice. They're really, really nice. I like poison control. I think the National Poison Control Helpline is 1-800-222-1222, 1-800-222-1222. That's an easy number to remember. Yeah, all you have to do is remember the two. Cold compresses. Remember, sometimes you could do, you know, pain relievers, etc. Now, some of you are like, oh my gosh, you know, I live where Dahlia lives. How do I prevent that there's no scorpions, okay? And the house is clean. It's not a cleanliness issue. Well, remember, I'm actually living in my mom's house, even though she's not there right now. So first thing I did is I called my mom. Like, oh my gosh, mom, there's scorpions in your house. Oh my gosh, you're going to get stung, and then you're going to call me in the middle of the night to go and find you some antivenom, and I'm not going to want to do it because I don't like to talk to you in the middle of the night because I like to sleep. And, you know, my mom, I make fun of her a lot, because, you know, she's my mom, but I gotta tell you, she's like the toughest cookie. So I call up my mom, I mean, here I'm still kind of shaking and biting my nails and still peeing in my pants, and my mom's like, what? I've been with the scorpions for years at that place. Yeah, you put me up at a place with scorpions. Yeah, so get the exterminator. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I'm like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. These are scorpions, mom. You could die. She's like, so you can hit them with a shoe. And boy, my mom is one tough cookie. Well, before I went to my mom, I decided to go to WikiHow. Oh no, we're going on break quickly. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about how to deter scorpions. Woo! Boy, I didn't think I was going to be talking this long on scorpions, but it is a very juicy, venomous topic. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, really quickly, we are going to talk about how to detour or handle scorpions. Some of you, Gary said Survivor Man will take a scorpion stinger and just rip it off and then, like, I don't know, toothpick his teeth with it. You can't be doing that. All right, so I go to WikiHow because I like WikiHow because it's got a nice big font and it's got beautiful pictures. I just don't know how practical this is. All right, so bark scorpions, like we reviewed, are very, very dangerous. They could kill you because the neurotoxin, pretty scary stuff, right? Right. Okay. So, if you have a climbing scorpion and it kind of looks brown with a little bit of like brown stripes and it looks mean and it's stinger, like on my Facebook, I put a picture on my Facebook. All right. Just assume it's bark until proven otherwise. So the first thing WikiHow suggests is to catch and release. I don't understand why number one, it doesn't say kill the sucker. It says this method may not be effective against scorpion infestations, but it works well if you have an unwanted guest. An unwanted guest, it likes the sink, shower recess, bathtub, because it's looking for water. Also, it's a little cooler. They say if you have a bug catcher, oh, like hell, consider using that. I don't have a bug catcher. If you don't want to return the scorpion to the wild, humanely kill it. Humanely kill it quickly by a swift crush with the boot. Use a fly swatter to collect the squash body. However, consider returning the scorpion to its natural habitat rather than killing it because it's a beneficial predator. A beneficial, my foot. Listen, okay, I took tons of biology classes because I majored in biology. And I understand this whole ecosystem thing. I get the whole eco. I get it. But these suckers can kill. And my mom is usually the one that lives in that little house. And I don't want my mom to die. I know. I talk about what this world would be like, you know, if my mom wasn't bugging me all the time. But I love my mom. I don't want her to die. I love my mom. God forbid nothing to happen to her. So, no, that scorpion is dead. Next, it says to fix holes and cracks to make entering the home less inviting. I'm not very good at filling up holes because, remember, my whole practice is based on orifices. So usually I'm very pro-orifice because, you know, the ears, the mouth, those are things that, you know, support me. That's what I make a living on. Anyway, they say to caulk around all holes and other entrance possibilities where your pipes and other plumbing. And my husband is good with that. He walks around with caulk all the time. Behave. They say start from the basement upper. We don't have a basement. I live in Nevada. There's no basements here. And seal all the areas around the pipes, drains, fittings, walls, vents, because these stupid scorpions, they come in. That's where the scorpion gains access. Pour bleach down the drains of your septic system because some scorpions crawl up the drain. Wow. They say use 2 tablespoons weekly. Tablespoons, my butt. I'm just going to pour the whole sucker down there. They said, by the way, I told you guys, you use fluorescent light at night to see the scorpions. Scorpions glow at night with fluorescent light. So before you go to bed, you take a fluorescent light and you look around. Yeah. It also works for black widows. They said look outside too, check the mesh over the dryer vent and any holes, put window stripping around loose fitting windows and doors, fix leaky faucets, okay. Now this comes from WikiHow, and this is a hell to the no, let your friendly spiders live. They say allow non-harmful pest-catching spiders to reside in your home. What? Wait, there is no way I am going to now live with spiders so I could protect my family from scorpions. Are you flipping kidding me? I mean, even the biggest black widow I've ever seen was a sixth the size of this scorpion. And you're telling me to, oh, hell to the no. They said they may try to kill the scorpions that come near. Look, a scorpion's smart. The scorpion's going to go away from the spider. So now you're running from the scorpion. Now you got a spider. You're like, ah. Then you run over here like, ah, ah, ah. See, oh, hell no. They say remember to remove all insect sources of food like crickets, cockroaches. I saw a couple roly-polies. And I don't like to kill roly-polies because they're roly-polies. You know, and they're cute. But I was going, wait a second, is a roly-poly going to attract? And there was the roly-poly in the bathroom. I bet the scorpion was going after the roly-poly. They say to plant lavender. If you put lavender around the perimeter of your home, buy the dried plants. I have a bunch of, like, lavender bubble bath. I could just pour bubble bath all over the house. Citrus. Now, remember we talked about ants, keeping ants away from your house? Remember we talked about sugar ants and ant infestations? People call them sugar ants, but the reason why is ants go after the carbohydrates, they go after the meat. Yeah, do you ever notice the bananas, the lime from the corona, or the fruit? There's this big hole, there's this big bypass. These ants, it's like my kids at a buffet. They completely bypass the fruits and vegetables, but they go straight for the carbs. That's what ants do. Citrus is a deterrent. Animals want nothing to do with citrus. So they say grow citrus, maybe spray a lot of citrus. You got to clean up the yard, right, because that's where scorpions like to hide. I would be wearing boots and a mask, and that's where I would have SWAT with me. Garbage containers, you want to make sure they are up above ground level, etc. And then they say here, see if a pet will fix the situation. Okay, now this is where WikiHow is the biggest naive website I've ever seen. Cats have been known to catch and kill scorpions around the home, and some dogs as well. I have 5 animals. They run around that house. Not one of them lifted a finger to help me. My animals are the laziest, dumbest. Now, I don't want my animals to get hurt, but come on, what do they do? All they do is eat and poop and eat and poop. Now I need a... My husband was out of town, and my son was out of town, so it was just me. Yeah. They said never force a pet to catch a scorpion. Okay. Go get him, Shaky Boo. Meow! Only some pets will innately go after it. Some of you guys have chickens. They said you could have the chickens eat the bugs that the scorpions want. I don't think I would have my pets are useless. Just keep them out. And then, go night hunting. Get that black light or UV light. Go and look for them, wear sturdy boots, and they say go and hunt. Whew. Okay. That's how you handle scorpions. Pretty spooky stuff. I don't know how. I don't know how I'm even gonna go back into that house. No, I'm gonna go out of town where my husband is. I'm driving. I'm out of here. I'm on the I-15 after this. I'm not sleeping in that place now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But there's bigger fish to fry. Actor Tracy Morgan, from what I understand, has been in serious condition after being in a car accident. From what I understand, there was a dozing truck driver. The driver was dozing off. He didn't see traffic slowing. He was in an 18-wheeler, and he crashed into a vehicle carrying Tracy Morgan. Morgan's 45 years old in critical condition. There was a 6-vehicle crash. Another person on the limo bus was actually killed. 2 others were injured. According to New Jersey State Police Sergeant First Class Gregory Williams, said the driver failed to observe slow traffic ahead. He observed at the last minute just prior to impact. It was a limo bus carrying Tracy Morgan and his party. For those of you who don't know who Tracy Morgan is, he's a 30 Rock, Saturday Night Live. He was in that movie. I like that movie. What movie was that where the little baby was one of the Wayne brothers? Little Man. He was in Little Man. I love that. So we'll keep you posted on that status. Casey Kasem is apparently in critical condition right now. Our prayers going to him as well. Pretty scary stuff. And then Melanie Griffith apparently is filing for divorce from Antonio Banderas. Now, when I posted this, you know, the young people are like, who and who? Zorro? El Zorro? Alejandro de la Vega? So Antonio Banderas, yes, he is on the market, but not yet. Let her finish the divorce papers. But we knew that relationship was going sour ever since she got mad when he was doing that love scene with Angelina Jolie. I do not think Angelina Jolie is involved. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, there's maps of everything now. You know, you got Google Maps, you got GPS, you got maps of hurricane patterns, you got maps of population. I've never seen this. This is a map that reveals how often couples have sex in each state in order to conceive. Ovuline has given us a map revealing how many days it takes for the average couple in that state to have sex in order to try to make a baby. This is very, very interesting, okay? They say American couples on average spend 6.1 days a month having sex trying to make a baby. So these are people trying to conceive. The winner was Iowa. Iowa would spend close to 7 days per month trying. Washington, D.C., 4.62 times per month. I live in Nevada. We came in at 6.05, an average of 6.05 days to conceive. Now, I'm not saying that's how long it took them to conceive. It's how they tried. Nebraska was high. Vermont, Nebraska, Wyoming, Iowa followed behind. Followed behind Iowa. Anyway, you know, I've talked to you guys about how to conceive many times. I think I'm an expert, right? You know, I've conceived too. The help of God. Okay, God gets credit as far as I'm concerned. But there are some tips. Okay, I think a lot of you guys make mistakes when you conceive. This is going to kind of be a PG-13 sort of discussion. So if your kids are in the minivan, you may want to cover their ears. A lot of people make mistakes when they try to conceive. They try to have sex day after day after day after day after day. Some people don't kind of hold up and save up a little bit of sperm, if you know what I mean. So this is usually what I recommend if you're trying to get pregnant. And you really should only need to have sex about 4 times a month. I mean, in that week, if you do it correctly. For those who go, oh, man, I got to have sex again. Yeah, I mean, hopefully you make it fun, but I know it's kind of difficult to have fun sometimes when you're trying to conceive, you know, because you're like, oh, we're trying to make a baby. It really kind of, you know, makes it less, you know, it's more of a missionary position type of thing. But anyway, so let's say you have a 28-day cycle. This is for the ladies, okay, and you're the guy, and you're like, okay, well, you know, what do I do? Do I start day one and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? No. I would probably say if for ovulation week, an ovulation time could be between day 12 and 16. I usually say have sex. And again, I'm not a gynecologist or fertility specialist, but when I tell my patients this, we've had a pretty good success rate. You have sex then day 11. Now, I know you guys are like, well, I don't get what day one is. Day one is the first day of her period. So the first day of her period, and most of you guys, you know, run the other way anyway. Okay? So day one is the first day of her period. Let's say she has a 5-day period, day five. Then what happens is the estrogen slowly starts to rise because the estrogen rises as the follicular stimulating hormone wants to trigger the ovary to ovulate. The ovary will then shoot out an egg roughly mid-month. Then your progesterone comes into play to start building up the lining because the progesterone wants a nice juicy home in the uterus. And then if the lining doesn't stick or there is no pregnancy, and then there's triggers for the progesterone to shed, to go down, and then you start to line, then you lose the lining of the uterus, and then you have menses. So, and that would be then, again, day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I would say if you think you're going to be ovulating anywhere between day 12 and day 16 or 18, have sex day 11, day 13, day 15, and maybe one more on the 17th. Now, why spread it out 2 days? Well, because the sperm takes a couple days to travel. The egg from the ovary takes a couple days to travel. And remember, you got to get pregnant in the fallopian tube. The sperm has to go up into the fallopian tube. You don't really impregnate in the uterus as much as you do up in the fallopian tube. So it's going to take a couple days anyway for the sperm to get up there. Now, what happens if daddy doesn't kind of save his sperm? Well, I don't want you to save it all 11 days before the first time. Maybe save it up for a good few days. You know, maybe by day 6 or 7, try to save up a little bit, okay? But if you're losing it, day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you're not going to be ready. Okay, another big mistake that a lot of people make when they're trying to conceive is they think that the woman should not be able to enjoy it after the man gets to enjoy. So the climax part. I think it's very, very important for the women to climax, okay? That to me is a priority. Okay, but that could happen after. I guess it could happen before or after, but you get a little bit of opening of the cervix. You get a little bit of smooth muscle contraction, a little bit of contraction. That may actually help maybe some of the movement of Mr. Sperm. So a lot of people think, oh, no. You know, she doesn't need to enjoy it. You know, that's not her job in the process. No. It can actually help. There's, you know, these stories, well, you shouldn't get up to pee. I would say if you could do all your peeing before, you might as well. I don't want you getting a UTI, so make sure both of you have cleaned and taken a shower. I know. But, you know, I mean, if we're talking about ideal, hopefully everybody's clean so we get less UTIs. And then after first climax, second climax, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Don't start running and doing a radio show. Don't start running and, you know, seeing a bunch of patients or trying to get your kid to work. We don't want any stress. We want you to go to sleep. And you know, relax and let everything happen. But you got to relax with it. You have to relax, okay? So you see the 2 days, okay, you guys understand all that? And that would be it, you know? And hopefully you guys get pregnant. Of course, if you have any problems with fertility, we always recommend you checking in with your doctor. Men, you want to make sure you're not shooting blanks. Women, you want to make sure you're ovulating. You want to make sure you have proper lining. That's what gynecologists and your family practitioners are and your internists are really good for. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if this is worth rejoicing about, but they said scientists have successfully transplanted human stem cells into pigs that were genetically modified not to reject them. We were able to grow stem cells and then possibly harbor them there in case we need to grow, I guess, new organs in pigs. They say this breakthrough could allow aid in developing treatments for patients suffering from severe immune deficiency. They say one of the biggest challenges right now for medical researchers is studying the effectiveness of stem cell therapies because you have a lot of rejection and you need a host. And I got to tell you, these pigs, I think there's a lot we could do with pigs. It's a shame because I'm not allowed to eat them, you know? Because they're not kosher. You know, but yes, I did. I have had Canadian bacon in my lifetime. Wow. Well, I've never liked bacon, so that's really not an issue. And you know, shredded pork smells good. I don't have to eat it. But I gotta tell you, a sizzling piece of Canadian bacon really looks yummy. I know. Pork heads, we're not supposed to. You know why? Because in biblical times, it had the trichomoniasis. So it had, not trichomonas. Trichomonas is a vaginal infection, but there was another parasite that uncooked pork has. It still has. And so if people weren't eating it right, they were dying. So I think that was one of the reasons God said it's an unclean animal. We don't want you eating it because if you guys don't know, you know, microwaves weren't made then or skillets or ovens. You know, if you didn't cook it right, you could die. So they said stay away from that. Stay away from shellfish. Because again, if you don't cook shellfish right, you could have poisoning and have that dorsal vein on a lot of the crustaceans. And so they just said, you know, why don't you kind of, you know, stay away from that. But a good, nice piece of cow is fine. Just don't, you know, show a disrespect and boil the kid in its mother's milk, meaning don't mix the milk and the meat. Although there's been some scientific discussions on whether eating dairy and meat are even good for your digestive system. That would be really, really cool if God even thought that far ahead. I mean, he's God, so I'm sure he could have. Okay, but the reason why we don't mix milk and meat is more out of respect for the animal that we killed, which is, I think, kind of a nice thing to do. I don't have to have cheeseburgers. I can eat my cheese. You got to wait a few hours, something like that. Anyway, the team of researchers implanted human pluripotent stem cells in a special line of pigs that were developed. You know what? If you're going to do something with pigs, make pigs that kill scorpions for me. Because I really don't like scorpions. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.